Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
West Indies Cricket Board have confirmed that they and head coach Otis Gibson have parted ways. Gibson took over as West Indies coach in 2010. He's now agreed to a mutual termination of his contract. He started his coaching career in England, first with Leicestershire and then as the national team's bowling coach. He led the West Indies to the ICC World 2020 title in 2012 and signed a new contract in February 2013, which was due to keep him in position until 2016. On the field, the West Indies are taking on Bangladesh in the first one-day international in Grenada. Batting first, a short while ago, Bangladesh were 215 for 7 after 49 overs. Cheteshwar Pujara has been granted permission by the Board of Control for Cricket in India to play county cricket. Pujara, who had a miserable time with the bat in the recently concluded Test series against England, has decided to improve the flaws in his technique by spending some time playing county cricket, and Leicestershire appear to be the frontrunners to sign him for the end of England's domestic season. With the series already in the bag, South Africa will rest Hashim Amla from the third one-day international against Zimbabwe in Bulawayo. Amla scored a century to set up a 93-run win in the opening match before South Africa went 2-0 up in the three-game series with a 61-run win in the second game. The opening batsman will return home to South Africa before travelling back to Zimbabwe in time for the ODI tri-series that also includes Australia. His absence means that Riley Rousseau can expect to make his international debut in the third game on Thursday. South Africa may also look to give Mntukudzi Shetsi and Marshawn Dalanga an opportunity after neither player featured in the first two games.